All right, question number two is this. Why did Paul say that Christ sent him not to baptize, but to preach the gospel? Now let's turn over to the book of 1 Corinthians for just a moment. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, because this is where Paul makes this statement. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 17. It says, "For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect." All right? So that's what it says. Well, what's the context in which Paul makes this statement? Well, Paul had received a report from the household of Chloe that there were divisions among the members of the congregation at Corinth. And if you'll back up in the context just a little bit here to verse 10, Paul lets us know what the main concern is. He says, "Now I plead with you, brethren, and by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it has been declared to me concerning you, my brethren, by those of Chloe's household, that there are contentions among you. Now I say this, that each of you says, 'I am of Paul,' or 'I am of Apollos,' or 'I am of Cephas,' or 'I am of Christ.' Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, lest anyone should say that I had baptized in my own name. Yes, I also baptized the household of Stephanas. Besides, I do not know whether I baptized any other. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect." So here's what was going on in the congregation. It was each little group of people, they were making cliques in the congregation, you know. Little groups of people who all claimed to share the same idea, and then they set themselves up against the other cliques in the congregation, right? And these other cliques then set themselves up against them. So one clique would say, "I am of Paul." Another clique would say, "I am of Apollos." Another clique would say, "I'm of Cephas." And yet another clique would say, "I'm of Christ." All right? And so now they were divided amongst themselves. And each one of these little cliques, they would just do their own thing. And they wouldn't associate with the other cliques in the congregation there. So Paul says, this is horrible. This is not what the church is all about. The church isn't supposed to be divided. The church is supposed to be united together. Now, one of the arguments that they were using, evidently, was that we can be divided because we were baptized by different people. And so some of them said, you know, they were baptized by Paul, so they were Paulites. And others were baptized by Cephas, so they were Cephasites. Others were baptized by Apollos, so they were Apollosites. Okay? And they used this idea of baptism as a justification for their being divided and who they were baptized by to be divided. Well, Paul says, no, 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 you got it all wrong. In fact, that's not even why. That's baptism isn't even, you don't even have baptism right with that kind of thinking. You see, they were using their baptism as an excuse for them to divide. And so Paul says, I'm glad I didn't baptize hardly any of you. Oh yeah, I baptized a few of you, Crispus and Gaius and the household of Stephanas. But I'm glad I didn't baptize the rest of you, lest you would say that I am of Paul because I baptized you. And then he says this, I didn't come to baptize. That's not the point. You know, he didn't come to baptize in order to make disciples after himself for the fact of baptizing them. That's not what it's all about. He said, I came to preach the gospel. Preaching the gospel is what he intended to do. Now, Paul was thankful that he hadn't baptized more for fear they'd be claiming to be of him rather than being Christians. So it isn't the fact of the person who baptizes you that means anything. It's that you've put your faith in Christ when you were baptized. That's what means something. And that's why Paul says, I didn't come to baptize. Well, today, this charge gets leveled against many gospel preachers. And there's a lot of people today who will claim, that are in the denominational world, who will claim, why, you people in the Church of Christ, you think that you have to be baptized by the preacher in order for your baptism to mean anything. Well, that's not right. Anybody can baptize. The Bible doesn't put any limits or anything like that upon baptisms. Anyone can be baptized who wants to be baptized. And so it's because it's about the person who's being baptized and their faith in Christ. That's what's meaningful about that. But this passage teaches exactly the opposite of what many people say today about preachers of the Church of Christ. No, we don't believe that at all. It doesn't really matter who baptizes you so long as you believe the gospel when you are baptized. And that's Paul's point. I didn't come to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Now, if you believe the gospel, you're going to be baptized. But that's not the purpose, not to go preach baptism to others in and of itself as if it is an act of a righteousness in and of itself that will save. It's not. Jumping in a swimming pool and immersing yourself in a swimming pool doesn't save you unless you're there to express your faith in Jesus Christ when you are immersed. Now that saves you, not because of the action that you do, but because of the faith that you put in Christ. And that's what saves us. Now faith does act, okay? Faith will be baptized because that's a command of Jesus Christ. But faith also recognizes that one is saved by the power of Christ, not by his act of being submerged in water, right? Because it's not about that act itself, it's about the faith that's associated with the act. And when the faith is joined together with the act, together, then you have something that saves. Why? Because Christ said it saves. All right? Well, there's another point here also to think about. The word baptize in the Greek language can simply mean to immerse or to dunk or something like that. And maybe that's what the Apostle Paul was saying. That is, he didn't go to Corinth to dunk people. That's not what he was there for. He was there to preach the gospel and to let other people know about Jesus and to compel them to believe on Jesus Christ and to obey Jesus Christ so that they might be saved. So with these two points in mind, we understand that it wasn't necessarily Christ's will that one be dunked by some special person per se, that's what makes dunking in water something special. No, nor was it Christ's will that one be dunked just for the sake of being dunked without believing the gospel. That's not the case either. Rather, it's when we're baptized in association with believing the gospel that one is saved. And that's why Paul said what he said here. I didn't come to baptize. I didn't come to dunk people. I came to preach the gospel. And in preaching the gospel, one's going to preach the commands of Jesus. And one of the commands of Jesus is to be baptized. And a person's going to want to be baptized to identify with Christ. But he does it because of his faith and response to the gospel, not because he just wants to submerge himself in water. Okay? So I hope that's clear. If you have questions about that, feel free to go ahead and write a question and put it in the question box, and I'll be happy to address it. And if something wasn't clear that I spoke about tonight, feel free to write a question about that and put it in the question box and ask me to explain it further. I'm certainly open to doing just that. Well, we do want to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, like Paul said. And the gospel is that Jesus did come to this earth and die on that cross so that all could be forgiven of sins. And we respond to the message of the gospel by hearing it and believing it and confessing our sins, repenting of those sins, confessing Christ, and by being baptized in response to the command of Christ to demonstrate our faith in Him. And in doing so, we experience the new birth. We are born into the family of God. John chapter 3 and verse 5. We are identify with Christ and who He is. Romans chapter 6 and verses 1 through 11. And we then become children of God, citizens of the kingdom of God, members of the church of Christ as a result of that. Because God adds us to His body, the church. He adds us as citizens to His kingdom. He adopts us into His family through the new birth. And so if there's someone here tonight who would like to respond to the gospel message, understanding that it is Jesus that saves, and that you want to obey Him, and that you want to be baptized to identify with Him tonight, then you can do that very thing, and we stand ready to help you do that. If there's someone here tonight who needs the prayers of the church for help in their life, struggles with overcoming one sin or another, we will be happy to pray with you for that. And if you have a need, why not come now while we stand and sing?